It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
The Yankees with a 5-run lead in the fifth inning. Almost on the verge of escaping a bases loaded, no out jam. Gerrit Cole comes back with a pair of strikeouts and then manages to induce a ground out from Mookie Betts. Oh no, it's not a ground out though. Anthony Rizzo waits for Gerrit Cole to cover. Cole, thinking that the inning is done, maybe suffers a letdown, a mental lapse. And what happens? No one's there to cover the bag. Mookie Betts gets on base. Runner comes in to score. And that opens up the floodgates, because after that, Freddie Freeman with a 2-out hit, Teoscar Hernandez with a double. And before you know it, 5 unearned runs have crossed the plate. Now we're going to hear more from the Dodgers. I know many of you want to hear from Ohtani. Actually kind of cool. They had him on MLB Network and they showed the reaction of his high school back in Japan. So we had talked about the time change and the time difference between, in this case, New York and Japan. It's a 13-hour time difference until we turn our clocks back this weekend, actually, this weekend, don't forget. And so in Japan, it was early, not early morning, but mid-morning, breakfast time, as they are watching the game start. Now, this one was a really long game. This did not stick with Rob Manfred's plan for economizing baseball or having more efficient games. This one dragged on. Well, it didn't drag. There was a lot of action, but it went on forever and ever. There were so many walks, 16 walks, what felt like 36 pitchers. So it did extend pretty deep into the night. So they had a watch party at Ohtani's high school, and he was able to see them while he was standing up there at the MLB Network desk. I also saw Freddie Freeman, his wife, his son Max, his dad is there in New York as well, and all of them were talking. His son didn't say a whole lot, but just a couple of words on the microphone. It's been quite a year for Freeman. You can understand why he's emotional, just classic. I mean, he's classic. He's not some super cool stud. He's just a really neat guy who kind of comes across as nerdy half the time. The big guffaw when he smiles, his wife, his son, his dad that he's so close to. And one of the reasons why he moved to LA, right? He left the Braves after that 21 World Series and said he wanted to be home where his dad and his grandfather were so that his dad could see him play on a regular basis. And what a blessing it's been for that family now. So we'll get to more of the reaction from the Dodgers coming up. But if you're watching the game, you know how it completely unraveled for the Yankees in that fifth inning. And there was some analysis that was done by a couple former Yankees, Derek Jeter, 5-time champion, Alex Rodriguez. They were on Fox Sports talking about those 5 unearned runs and the 3 big mistakes by the Yanks.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever quite seen an inning like this, especially in a World Series or postseason game. Look, the Yankees made some mistakes. You can't make mistakes against a team like the Los Angeles Dodgers. That particular inning, you gave them 6 outs.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, you do have to give it to Gerrit Cole. He went out there, he pitched well, he dominated. He was basically out of that inning, and then he didn't cover first base. And then he ended up coming back out. So you give it to him. I think the fans gave him a nice ovation when they came out. They appreciated that he went out there and he battled. But for the Yankees, you just cannot make that many mistakes.
Yeah, Derek Cole was great, but that's not the story. I mean, this is one of the greatest meltdowns that I've ever seen in 40 years.
That's Alex Rodriguez, Derek Jeter, of course, who played in the pinstripes and understand it. And Jeter throwing out the first pitch before game three, right? The first one there in the Bronx. Again, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The Dodgers win the 2024 World Series. And I will say this again because I think it's important to note. Sure, they spent a ton of money on their players. And yes, Shohei Ohtani's a $700 million man. And if you don't think he's worth it, then you're just not paying attention. He may not even have pitched this year, and still he goes out and he becomes baseball's first 50-50 man with 50 plus home runs and 59 stolen bases. Nearly became a 50-60 guy for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and next year he'll be in their starting rotation. So that's one piece, but the amount of attention that he garners all over the world is more than worth the money the Yankees are paying him. Why? Because they're earning not just the extra merchandise revenue, but ticket sales everywhere they go. Certainly, they'll be invited to travel back to Asia. Remember, they started their season in South Korea against the Padres, and no doubt there will be other opportunities like that. They're making revenue on rights deals in Japan to air games. They're also, of course, helping baseball to boost its viewership here in the United States. And so all of this adds up to a ton of money for the Dodgers specifically, but also for Major League Baseball because of Ohtani. So they will make more money than they are paying him, and a lot of it's deferred. Remember, they've got Yamamoto. He didn't pitch all season, but he did come back strong in these playoffs. And so this was Ohtani getting interviewed on Japanese television. Quote, "I want to thank my Japanese fans for coming all the way to cheer me this season. That cheering gave me some energy, so I'm glad I could return the gratitude by winning." So yeah, he was with Japan. Remember when they won the World Baseball Classic? That was in Miami. They beat the U.S. going back to 2023. And people were talking about even then, wow, can't wait to see him on the World Series stage. In fact, I was talking about it then. That's the World Baseball Classic. But what about the World Series? And so, yeah, fans have been going nuts in Japan where he's a superstar. He's a global sensation. But he's not even pitched yet in a Dodgers uniform and already has a World Series. So let's hear from Shohei Ohtani about what it means to win in a Dodgers uniform.
I'm honored to be able to be part of a season where we played the longest and to be able to get to know this team as my first year and experience winning the World Series has been a tremendous honor.
Now that's his interpreter, obviously, not Ipe Mitsuhara. Remember how the season started, producer Pete, with his longtime friend and translator, really his constant companion for about a decade here as well as in Japan. He is accused of, well, it's kind of wonky, the details, but eventually he's accused of bilking more than $16 million from Shohei Ohtani without his knowledge over gambling debts. And once baseball decided that Shohei knew nothing about it, Ohtani, there was no smoking gun to connect him to the gambling, said he knew nothing about it. It's almost like it never happened. But that's how the season began going back to March. Isn't that crazy?
What a way to start. And they started overseas when this was all going on.
Right. And then they end up with a World Series title. I did see Ohtani with his translator on the MLB Network desk. And as I told you last hour, I was listening to it during a break so I could kind of hear some of what was happening. They asked him about the shoulder and he said he was tolerating the pain. That's what he said in response, is that it was really about tolerating the pain and that he actually missed a lot of what was happening. Now, I'm sure he was watching it on TV in the athletic training room, but he was going through constant treatment to be able to get up there and take his at bat. So he was not in the dugout for a lot of what was happening. He actually said, "I missed a lot of the World Series because I was attempting to be ready for my at bats." And he didn't have a great World Series. He really didn't. A lot will be made of it, but it doesn't matter. The Dodgers don't get here without Shohei Ohtani, period. Jim is listening in Pittsburgh. Jim, what do you think about Ohtani?
I'm just wondering what, if he's being on the East Coast, like Pittsburgh fan, I'm just wondering, like, if he was here in Pittsburgh, he would be, I mean, a god.
I think he's already that to many fans around the country, or, and as well as in Japan.
I mean, he played for the Angels, like, so he was on the American League and, you know, et cetera. Like, I just don't hear a lot about him. I mean, 50-50.
Wait, did you say you don't hear a lot about him?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just find it incredible that, like, I mean, he's the next Babe Ruth. Like,
oh, yeah, I've heard those comparisons. I'm sorry. I guess our experience is not the same, Jim. I'm not sure how much you pay attention, but I have heard nothing but Ohtani since the start of the baseball season.
Well, I mean, you know, you hear some about him, but you hear Aaron Judge, you hear this guy, you hear that guy. Like, I mean, Ohtani is just a freak. He's a freak of nature.
Mm-hmm. He definitely is. And that's what the guys, Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, say about him, is that, yeah, they're MVPs, but he's next level talented.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I just wonder, like, what's it like to have that somebody like that in your market, you know, like to be like, yeah, I mean, like, we're looking for some of Paul Skeens is like a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he can't hit home runs. He can't, you know, like, I mean, they're paying this guy $700 million a year. I mean, if
not $700 million a year. $700 million was the total of his contract.
Yes, I'm sorry. I mean, but, you know, if Paul Skeens could hit 50 home runs a year or still 50 bases a year, like, you know, like, it's just unbelievable to me. Like, he's like the next Babe Ruth.
Yeah, a lot of comparisons have been made to Babe Ruth because of that, but even more so, he's got numbers that Babe Ruth never did, right? So Babe Ruth didn't steal bases, but also,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just the way that he does it too, again, as a global sensation, because he's got entire nations on the other side of the globe who are following his every move. So it's pretty incredible. And I can't wait to see him pitch next year. Wondering whether or not he'll have surgery in this offseason, because that's generally what happens after a dislocated shoulder. So we'll see if he has to go through another procedure, but I'm really excited to see him pitch.
Oh, me as well. Me as well.
Awesome. Good to talk to you, Jim. And I do hope Paul Skeens manages to stay in Pittsburgh, because I love that connection.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I don't know if you all remember going back to spring training. And I see this every now and then. It certainly was viral when it happened. Harold Reynolds of MLB Network sat down with Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman. And the three of them were sitting there. And I do remember that Ohtani spoke in English a little bit. It was halting, but he spoke in English during that interview. The three of them, three MVPs at the top of this lineup. Incredible. But yeah, I mean, our friend Michael Duarte of NBC LA, who's been in-house twice. For those of you who were with us last night, you know he brought his dog Mello with him. I've posted a bunch of extra pictures, including the selfie I took with Mello before she and Michael left. And I know he was in the Dodgers clubhouse covering the World Series celebration, if you want to check him out, at Michael J. Duarte. But we had him here, and he was kind of talking about Ohtani and the star power and the fact that even as many MVPs as the Dodgers have, they also have Clayton Kershaw, as many stars as the Dodgers have and World Series champions as the Dodgers have, Ohtani is next level popular. And the Japanese media make it really a challenge to get anything done and for him to even move around on his own. So his handlers are pretty careful with him, and they try to give him his space, but the Japanese media is even more invasive than the U.S. media, if you can believe it. And so Ohtani has the opportunity to play with these two other MVPs, and a lot is asked of them to carry the Dodgers at the top of the order, which of course they've done. Duarte told us that Betts and Freeman are essentially in awe of what Ohtani can do. And well, he likes playing with them as well.
I really felt like the professionalism of the two players really stands out. And aside from the two players, I do feel like we had a really good lineup with a lot of good hitters, 1 through 9. And it really allowed me to elevate my game as well, not just technically, but also my professionalism.
That's, again, his translator, but Ohtani answering questions following a World Series. Remember, he left the Angels and went to the Dodgers because he wanted to compete for a World Series. And you also may have heard the story that's been told during the season in which he was a little kid and he wrote out a list of his goals. And one of them was to pitch in the big leagues. One of them was to be a major leaguer. Another one was to win a World Series. And so he was asked about that on the MLB Network set. And he said he wants to do this every year with a big smile. And so I'm glad that we have him here in Major League Baseball. I think he's really exciting. And yeah, it was a tough series for him at the plate. But his time with the Dodgers has just begun. Even as I look up and I watch a New Balance commercial with him on MLB Network. So congratulations to Shohei and his family. Decoy, his dog Decoy, is now a World Series champion. All right, a little more from the Dodgers and Yankees. The World Series and the baseball season is done. It took a long time. It's done, though, before we get to Halloween, so you all can go and do your trick-or-treating and have fun without having the rest of the baseball season hanging over your head. And we get to that point in the year, Producer Pete, where finally one of the sports drop off, right? So in October, you have all four major pro sports in the United States at the same time. Then, of course, we had the WNBA champion crowned earlier this month. We also have the MLS playoffs that are going on right now, so that's still taking place. But baseball mercifully drops off. And, of course, it is hockey and basketball season early for them. It's about midway through the NFL and college football seasons. Total insanity, but one champion has been crowned and can exit stage left. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook. You can also find me and pictures of Mello, of course, so that there was a selfie with Mello. I've never taken a better selfie with a dog. So that's on my feed at A-Law Radio. And our phone number, 855-212-4227. Glad to have you with us on the night the Dodgers win the 2024 World Series on the Infinity Sports Network.
Pitch swinging, high fly ball, hit deep, back, and gone! Freddie Freeman channeling his inner Kirk Gibson, a walk-off home run in game one of the World Series, a walk-off grand slam!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Okay, Freddie Freeman. We will never forget this World Series. First walk-off grand slam in the history of the Fall Classic. And that was just the beginning for Freeman. Four home runs in the first four games of the World Series. A streak of six in a row that extends back to his last World Series in 21 when he was with the Braves. And he becomes just the 12th player in all of baseball's storied past to ever have both a regular season MVP as well as a World Series MVP. And to my understanding, I read this, 10 of the 12 are already in the Hall of Fame. Do you know who the 11th is, Producer Pete? Pete Rose. No doubt Freddie Freeman will end up in the Hall of Fame whenever he's done. He now has a second World Series ring. The walk-off grand slam, I mean, that's the moment that will be preserved in the Hall of Fame. I understand his spikes are headed to the Hall, and so they'll have different memorabilia. But the emotional roller coaster that he and his family went through this season, that in and of itself, both the personal and professional challenges with the ankle sprain to culminate in a World Series.
Seems like we hit every speed bump possible over the course of this year. And to overcome what we did as a group of guys, it's special. And this is what we start out to do every single spring training, is to win a championship.
He actually says he believes that this World Series and this championship is more challenging than really any other pursuit in sports. And gosh, when you think about the number of months that it encompasses and the fact that you start going back to mid-February and it's a grind, it's nonstop. I've actually thought about this because people ask me about play-by-play, and I've done some baseball play-by-play in the past, softball as well. I would never be able to keep this up over the course of a season. You're gone for half the year. You're on these lengthy road trips. They spend hours at the ballpark every single day. And sometimes they're on the move right after a game at night. They're flying through the night. They're arriving either home or in a different city in the wee hours of the morning. And then you get back to the ballpark by early afternoon and you start all over again. It is a grind. And yeah, this one took everything the Dodgers had.
I think it's the hardest thing to do in sports is because you just never know what's going to happen. I mean, we were down 2-1 in the NLDS and it easily could have gotten away from us. And to come back and win those two games and to keep it going like we did, it's just a special group of guys.
Yeah, think about that. They were trailing the Padres. That may have been their toughest series. Trailing the Padres 2-1, they had to face elimination twice in that series, win in a game 5 on their own field, of course. But then from that point on, after trailing 2-1, they win 10 of their next 13 games and really do catch fire. And so as I said to start the show, this game itself, this game 5 of the World Series to me is a bit of a microcosm of what the Dodgers went through all season long. They were down a lot of times. They faced a ton of adversity, but they were not out. They started nearly 24 different pitchers, a bunch of rookies. They had bullpen starts in all of their playoff series, which is crazy to me, including the World Series in game number 4. But Dave Roberts played it perfectly. And now here he is as a manager. He's got 2 World Series rings to go along with 1 as a player. And yet, for some reason, this one feels really special to him, even more so than the others.
This is something I really wanted. I wanted this one. You know, there were some guys that were here with me in 20, and you know, you hear some
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sayers, and so we didn't get the parade that I've been talking about the last week. And so I'm proud of a lot of guys. I mean, the list goes on for the players that, you know, put me in this position.
And it was actually a common theme that I heard from the Dodgers after this Game 5 as they're celebrating Walker Buehler, Blake Treinen, the last two Dodgers to pitch in this series and in this season. And I'll talk about Walker Buehler's story, but they both said this. They both referenced 2020 and what people said to them about 2020 and that title that they actually clinched in Arlington.
There's been a lot of people that want to discredit 2020. And I don't want to harp on this a lot, but it's so great to see the guys that are still here from then, Doc, the players, front office, being able to finally silence the critics on this, because every year has its challenges. Everybody has the same playing field. That's an amazing team we just played. This team has zero quit in it. And every single night, if we don't have the outcome we want, there's always guys out there picking each other up and challenging ourselves to be better. And that's why we won tonight.
There's just a lot of ways we can win baseball games. Obviously, the superstars we have on our team, and the discipline just kind of all adds up, and that's a big inning. You know, it's just wild.
Walker Buehler talking about the way the World Series finished up, which is pretty incredible. So this is what I heard Dave Roberts say to MLB Network, that he got a text from Walker Buehler before the game started. It's funny, right? You think they just talk to each other. Nah. They're going through their paces. He got a text from him earlier in the day that said, "I'll be available to pitch tonight." And Dave admits he kind of poo-pooed it. Like, he even said, I kind of patted him on the head, like, "Thanks, man," and didn't really consider it. And then they get later and later in the game, and he hears from Walker again, "Man, I can go. I'm ready to pitch." And so he puts Walker Buehler out there. Walker ends up with a perfect inning and is the last guy standing on the mound as they celebrate the World Series. So that's pretty incredible. It was a perfect ninth. And it was the bottom of the order. It was the 7-8-9 Yankees. Had he run into any trouble, you kind of wonder what Dave Roberts would have done to face the top of the order. But it was his first career World Series save. And remember, he was away from the team for a couple of months trying to recover from his second Tommy John surgery. He only made a handful of starts this year. And before he won earlier in the series, had not logged a W since May. That's a little bit like Freddie Freeman. Had not homered since mid-August until that walk-off grand slam in the opener. By the way, did you enjoy the Japanese call when we opened up this segment? Phil is listening in Massachusetts. Phil, welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm good. Thank you.
You know what I'm thinking about this? As I look at this, this was the shot in the arm that baseball needed. People have talked about this the last 8 to 10 years. Baseball needs to take advantage of this and promote themselves as much as the NFL does and the NBA. And take advantage. There's a lot of young guys. There's a lot of guys who have a lot of history. You still have a lot of years when you showed up a major injury again. And to a certain degree, he is humble because he's still looking forward to better things.
When you say who are you talking about? Otani?
Shohei.
Shohei, gotcha.
He's looking forward to even better things.
Yeah,
for baseball itself, not just for him. Because he loves the sport, and he loves America. He's gotten great to us. And so I hope baseball takes advantage of this and just grasp it and starts to promote itself better, just like NFL, just like the NBA does.
I agree. I think that baseball needs to be better at marketing its superstars, but a series like this with Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge on the same field, obviously they got a lot of play out of it, and next year we get to see him pitch, so I hope they jump on that too. Yes.
And can I put a little plug for my football team? You and I talked about just like a year ago. My semi-pro football team, we won our third league championship, and this coming weekend, if one of the New York teams, whichever one wins from what's called the New York Interleague, we're going to go back to the national championship again, AAA.
What part of Massachusetts are you in?
We actually play, we started here in New Bedford, Massachusetts, like halfway between Providence and Cape Cod.
Yep.
But we move to North Smithfield, right around the corner from where the Patriots used to practice. The Bulldogs, and we won 3 years in a row. We've been in this league for 4 years, East Coast Football League, and we've only had one defeat, and the team we beat in league championship last week was that team that only beat us the first time ever. So,
well, you guys sound like a juggernaut. Yeah.
And we won 10 seconds ago in Hail Mary, 47 yards, Hail Mary. And our quarterback Jeff had missed 14 weeks from a double injury to his collarbone and came back, and he was like, Superman, like Clark Kent. He came out of it, and it was all good.
Well, I hope that you guys get to celebrate a championship as well, just like these Los Angeles Dodgers. That's quite a story, Phil. Thanks so much for sharing it with us, and thanks for listening in Massachusetts. Again, at A-Law Radio. Now, here's an update to a story that we had talked about on our last show when Michael was here. You may remember that the two dudes who were interfering with Mookie Betts out in right field, so just off the field, because it's a very narrow foul alley. They're out there interfering with Mookie Betts. Oh my gosh, Pete, did you see the photo, the meme that I shared on our show Twix at Amy After Hours? It is post World Series championship with Mookie Betts. But there's one slight change to the photo of him grappling with the two fans. Again, guys, you have to see this. It's hysterical. I don't know who did it, but I'm not surprised considering what we get with graphics and Photoshop. You got to check out our show Twix, again, at Amy After Hours, to see the updated sitch, the updated sit rep with Mookie Betts and the two fans out in right field. So we had told you last night, actually, Michael had reported while he was here, that those two fans were going to be allowed back in the stadium for game number 5 because they were season ticket holders, and that the Yankees were allowing them to come back after they'd been ejected from game 4 for interfering with Mookie in the bottom of the first. Well, get this. Major League Baseball put in a request to the Yankees, did not like the reaction, did not like the blowback, and asked the Yankees to ban them from game number 5. So the Yankees did not allow them back in the stadium, though did give them a refund for the tickets. And how about this? This was a report from Brian Hoke. I saw it earlier, and it came directly from the Yankees. He covers the Yankees for MLB. The tickets used by the two ejected fans, plus others in that section, have been redistributed to a pediatric cancer patient and his family. So they took the tickets from those two guys who blew their chance to be there for a World Series games 4 and 5. They lost that right. They forfeited that right. Those season ticket holders were not allowed back in at baseball's request, and those tickets were given to a young cancer patient and his family. Much better use of the tickets, in my opinion. So I'm glad that baseball jumped in, because there was a lot of blowback from those two guys. And I'm not sure if you saw, I'm not going to give you their names again or anything like that. They were holding court at a nearby sports bar, getting interviewed, acting like superstars, talking about how they would do it again if they were in the same position. So given that optic and the fact that the fans were reveling in their fame, I am so glad that baseball banned them and used their tickets for another reason. Use their tickets to make a young cancer patient, to make his day, to make his week, maybe to make his year, but also to allow his family to be there for one of the biggest games in baseball this season. That's awesome. Good for baseball. Because, yeah, those guys are talking about how if the chance came up again, they'd do the same thing. They would D up, I believe, was the phrase that was used. So they were acting like they were some kind of freaking heroes for what they did and how they held on to Mookie Betts. So, yeah, check out the meme that was done of Mookie with those two fans out in right field, because it's classic. And you can also find me at A-Law Radio. Just love this stat. I love this tidbit that the Dodgers will celebrate their World Series with a parade on Friday, November 1st, Fernando Valenzuela's birthday. Of course, he would have been 64 years old, but passed away 3 days before the World Series began. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Peter Schwartz.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
This report is sponsored by PXG. Staying long and straight on the golf course is easier than ever with PXG clubs. Take your game to a whole new level and save $10 per club at pxg.com/football and use code football. Let's begin with game 5 of the World Series. Dodgers and Yankees tied at 6 in the 8th inning.
Weaver sets, kicks and fires. Betts swings, cracks a ball in the air, center field. Judge backs up. Edmund tagging from third. Here he comes. Another sacrifice fly, and the Dodgers have the lead in Game 5. It's now 7-6 LA.
Steven Nelson on Dodgers Radio. Dodgers world champs for the eighth time in franchise history. And second time in the last 5 years after a 7-6 win over the Yankees. In Game 5, they win the series 4-1. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts on the win.
First and foremost, I thank God. I thank my players, their families, the coaching staff, training staff, ownership, scouting, player development. As Andrew said, the fingerprints on Dodger Nation. This trophy belongs to everybody.
Roberts on Fox after the game. Freddie Freeman, the MVP of the World Series, to big two-run single in the Dodgers' five-run fifth inning that erased a 5-0 Yankee lead. He homered in each of the first 4 games. Now to the NFL, Saints quarterback Derek Carr expected to play on Sunday against the Panthers after missing the last 3 games with an oblique injury. NBA Blazers 106, Clippers 105, Warriors 104, Pelicans 89, Thunder 105, Spurs 93, Nets over the Grizzlies 119-106, Bulls 102, Magic 99, Knicks beat the Heat 116-107, Pistons 105, Sixers 95, Wizards over the Hawks 133-120, Hornets 138, Raptors 133, in overtime Pacers 135, Celtics 132, and the Cavs over the Lakers 134-110. NHL Devils beat the Canucks 6-0, Kings 6, Golden Knights 3. Wins for Utah, Blue Jackets, Jets, and Lightning. I'm Peter Schwartz.
Hey, like us on Facebook. Our handle is INF Sportsnet. That's INF Sportsnet for our Facebook page. This is the Infinity Sports Network.
High in the air to right center field. Back goes Schneeman on the track. He's at the wall. She's gone. What a way to begin the game. Oh, there's a Soto photo. He hits a high drive over the right center field wall, and the Yankees take a very quick 2-0 lead. Wonderful. Marvelous. He hits a 2-run blast, and the Yankees have a great beginning to this game.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Juan Soto was an incredible addition to the Yankees in 2024. Remember, he is in the final year of his deal and will very soon become a free agent. So the Yankees knew they were taking a bit of a risk, right? Because they might have been trading for a guy who they were only going to keep for 1 year. Now, he turned 26 last week, so he is very much in the prime of his career. He had a monster season. I mean, a career season with the Yankees. And it certainly helps when you've got guys around you who are protecting you. They're your enforcers, if you will, in the lineup. 288 was his batting average. 41 home runs. That's a career high. He walked 129 times, so certainly showing that mastery, that control, that patience at the plate. And he was also a Gold Glove finalist in right field. Now, in the postseason, you hear one of his home runs there, one of four, and obviously the Yankees get to the World Series for the first time in 15 years. So all of these and more are part of his resume as he hits free agency. I heard both Aaron Judge and Aaron Boone talk about him. They're proud of the guy. They say that he's not only a wonderful teammate, but that they would love to have him around. And certainly to have Judge and Soto back-to-back in the Yankees lineup, they combined for nearly 100 home runs. They got to 99. Oh, hey, where have we seen that number before? They got to 99 home runs. But it doesn't sound like Juan Soto is interested in giving the Yankees any type of first crack or, quote, hometown discount. Now, he's not from New York. He's only been there a year. Before that, San Diego. Before that, he was with the Nationals where he won a World Series. Now it's his chance to get paid. And whether or not it's the right time to be asking this question, Juan Soto was asked right after the series was over about his future. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Want to make sure you hear from him because, again, it does not sound like in any way he intends to make this easy on the Yankees or intends to give the Yankees any type of a leg up.
It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a good experience. I think every player in the big leagues want to experience how it's going to be, the free agency. So exciting to see how it's going to be.
There's a perception that you would rather stay in New York than go elsewhere. Is that perception correct?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm really happy with the city, with the team, how these guys do. But at the end of the day, we will see. We're going to look at every situation, every offer that we get, and take a decision from there.
He says, not necessarily. I'm not necessarily giving the Yankees an advantage. They don't necessarily have an advantage heading into this free agency, though he is complimentary of the city. He does indicate that he really loved it there, has enjoyed his time in New York. At the end of the day, we will see. Huh. What does that mean? Well, he goes on to say, we're going to look at every situation, every offer that we get. And it was almost like the bidding is open type of a thing. Producer Pete, is the next one the same, just a shorter version?
Specifically on the Yankees.
Right. Well, he just answered that question at the end of the last one. So if it's a different one, let's hear it.
I feel like every team has the same opportunities.
Okay.
When I'm going to the free agency, I don't want to say anybody has any advantage, because at the end of the day, we're going to look what they have and how much they want me.
Now, he was also asked, if you can believe this, in the wake of a World Series in which they have what is a historic collapse, he was asked about receiving a deal for $600 million. Oh, okay. Why don't we just drop that right on Juan Soto in the wake of this World Series? Now, he was interested in talking about it. He answered all the questions. He said, and I'll read you his quote, "It's a lot of money that people are talking about here and there, but definitely we are going to shake it out." And he ends with a rhetorical question. What's my value? All right. Not what the Yankees want to hear right now. So it's just an interesting dichotomy between what Aaron Judge is saying, this is going to hurt until I die, and what Aaron Boone is saying, which this is going to sting for life, and Gerrit Cole saying that this is a brutal way to lose. Now, I'm sure that Juan Soto feels that and wanted to win, but it's a little bit different when you already have a ring. He already has a ring from his time with the Nationals, and he was a monster in that series too. And to right away be answering questions about free agency, again, do what you need to do. Good for you. Media are asking. I'm sure he wouldn't have brought it up if the media hadn't been asking. But you know what it reminded me of? Almost like what goes around comes around. Do you remember when Gerrit Cole and the Astros lost? Shoot, was it, how long has he been in New York? 3 years? I think it was when the Astros lost going back, say, 3 seasons ago in the World Series, right? Was it to the Braves? Now it's gonna drive me crazy. But he was done with the Astros, and right away he had taken off his Astros hat in the clubhouse and put on a different hat, some kind of a personal hat. And so he was already out the door. Everybody knew he wanted to go to the Yankees. Everybody knew he wasn't going to stay in Houston more than likely. And again, he had already started right in the clubhouse to kind of separate himself from the Yankees. And he did win a Cy Young, or not from the Yankees, from the Astros. He did win a Cy Young with the Yankees. Obviously, they got into the World Series for the first time. And then he ended up signing a 9-year deal with the Yankees. And he's making $36 million per season. So he knew, and the Yankees knew, that they had an odds-on favorite to get him, because he'd always wanted to be a Yankee. He grew up a Yankees fan. He got drafted by the Yankees when he was in high school. He chose to go to college instead. So it's a little bit interesting to see the shoe on the other foot with the Yankees now, right? Where, according to Juan Soto, they don't have an advantage. Every team's on equal footing because why? Well, he wants to see how much money he can get. That's why. That's how it pans out. And I guess I wouldn't be surprised if he got $600 million, only because it's Monopoly money for most of us, but the fact that he just turned 26 and he had a career season, and he's now helped the Yankees and Aaron Judge by being in the lineup together. They get to a World Series. And think about it. When Aaron wasn't producing, who was? Well, it was Giancarlo Stanton and it was Juan Soto in a lot of these cases. So I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up getting that kind of money. But here's what always blows me away is when teams give players 10-year deals, 13-year deals. We've seen a couple of those. Giancarlo Stanton's on a 13-year deal, and I know he produced in this postseason, but to me, that is such a bad idea. You have no clue how it's going to work out once you get, you know, a few years into a season, into a contract. A lot of them have injury clauses, that type of thing, but I wouldn't be surprised if he got a decade-long deal, if not longer, from whoever ends up signing him. All right, coming up, we're going to pivot a little bit from the World Series and the baseball, and we're going to talk about college football because the new rankings, playoff rankings, come out next week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.